Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I love technology. I love technology.
I was struggling with technology, shocker. You might be surprised to know that. I think the total time commitment was 2.5 hours yesterday.
Oh, that is rough, Mike.
MacBooks and iPads.
I think I figured out, though, the crux of the problem.
Have you?
Yeah. Is the password.
The password is too difficult?
Yeah, because they were mucked with all my career on this incarnation of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Our fault.
My passwords have been ronicked. and they were for years.
I remember that.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you remember like 50 different ones all the time? Nothing written down, nothing organized.
And lots of variants. Like sometimes an A is an O, sometimes an O is an A.
No, I'm sorry. That has a Z on the end of it.
That's how he pluralized it?
Very, very frustrating.
I think it might be more fun, Mike, if from now on, whenever you use the word struggling, pretend you're drunk Joe Namath.
Yeah.
Struggling.
I want to kiss you. I'll just look at my iPad and go, I want to kiss you. Yeah. By the way, Joe Namath does not get the same. You cannot put Joe Namath in the same category as the tennis player that went out in straight sets at the French Open and then tried to kiss the TV reporter.
No, no.
He was cold sober. Joe Namath was completely inebriated. And
they're
not
both
acceptable.
Overcome with emotion.
Lust?
Yes.
Maybe?
Lust is probably the best word.
Lust.
Yes. Because you remember Joe, he was fine, and then all of a sudden he's like,
he started with a straight comment.
Yes.
I think the defense is struggling.
As someone who adored that piece of tape, and Susie Colbert?
I believe it was, yeah.
Yes.
As someone who adored that, I will tell you that it truly was something special for me. When we played it 5,000 times, because nothing like Drunk Joe. It is Wide Open Wednesday. We are taking your phone calls at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and let's take our very first phone call of the day. We go to Las Vegas, Nevada, and Tyler. Tyler, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
You are the first call on a Wide Open Wednesday, Tyler, and people are a little sluggish today. I got lectured by P1 listener Kiki K that one of the reasons that we probably are not getting the same kind of response on Wide Open Wednesday is because of our tardiness. So today we are, I believe, are we 1 minute early?
We were 1 minute. Did you remember to greet Kiki with her motto that we had bestowed on her a couple weeks ago?
Well, I forgot what it was.
All the way with Kiki K.
Yeah. All the way with Kiki K. But Tyler,
why
I
buy
hope
the milk
get...
when you get the cow?
That's right,
free.
For free.
I hope that we get lots
that's
of
sort of
calls
backwards,
today.
But it's a good thought.
And it's you, Tyler. What can we do for you today?
Not much. I was just calling because I felt remiss. I hadn't called in, what should have been years to thank you guys for what you do every day. I know it. There's probably so much work that goes into us that us as listeners don't know. And there's been a lot of times where you've got me through a difficult day. And then in March, you guys got me through a hell month. And having the podcast to kind of turn to at the end of the day and listen to was a lifesaver. And it's been a really important part of my life and my day every day. It was an important part of my relationship with my dad. And you guys are awesome. And I love the show so much. I lost my dad back in March.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, he had a rough couple of years. He battled with depression. In March, he ended up taking his own life.
Mm. Oh, that's terrible.
I know, and I didn't want you guys to, you open Wide Open Wednesday with a goddamn death dedication.
Well, no, you know what? I don't mind a death
dedication. Here's an up-tempo song
Tyler, let me explain to you my level of narcissism and ego. that as long as you see, you front loaded this horrible chapter in your own life with a compliment for us. So yeah. You see, then it's totally acceptable.
Well,
I hate
played.
To be that selfish, yeah. But that's it. But you know what? Seriously, on a lighter note, regardless of the circumstances, I tell people this all the time, that your dad will be with you forever. You know that. I hope you know that. Somebody told me that. It's the truest thing in the world when you lose somebody, that they're with you forever. And there is nothing, I've said this for decades, there is nothing that gives me greater satisfaction than when someone shares on social media or on our phone calls that we have gotten them through an extraordinarily difficult time in their life with this show. It makes it worth getting up in the morning. It makes it worth coming in here. And the fact is, yeah, we do put a lot of work into this show. We have a lot of people that are constantly working on this show, and I think it shows, and I'm proud of it. And Tyler, I wish you the very best, and I don't mind you sharing your story, because once again, you put the ego part at the front for me. That's the way that works. And I hope you.
And
I know it'll be a long time, you know, getting through that. But I hope you. I wish you peace, and you know, keep listening to the show. We'll try to be funnier. Okay.
Deal.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, Tyler. I appreciate the call. Let's go right to, like, with all due respect to Tyler, I mean, he wanted to purge a little bit.
Sure.
That's okay. We're here for him. We can do that. Jeff from Charlotte, North Carolina. Jeff, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, Jeff.
I have two TV questions.
Ooh.
Fire away.
Number one, I'm three episodes deep into Veep on HBO. What do you say? Do I continue to watch it?
I'm prepared to weigh in on my feelings.
I'm prepared as well.
I've
seen every episode.
I really try and I never can linger with it. The dialogue is too fast and furious, and it's manic, and it's like, if you like 30 Rock, you'll love Veep. It's the same exact pacing.
It's 30 Rock on speed.
Yeah, it's shtick, and I just... It tires me out. I can't stay with it. What about you, Rob?
It stays in my DVR. I'm sorry, sir. It stays in my DVR until there's nothing else to watch.
Yeah.
That's Oscar, bottom and bottom.
How old are you, sir?
35.
Oh, you're good. You'll enjoy it. You'll have a good time.
There you go. Commiserate just because of his age.
Right.
What's your second TV question, Jeff?
Can you believe at the end of Bloodline when John Rayburn dies?
Hey, no, stop. Oh, Jesus,
what?
You ass. Oh, my God.
No.
No!
Is that a big deal?
That must be some sort of spoiler.
Did he burn
that
us?
That prick pony.
Thanks for saving 24 hours of my life.
I can't believe he did that to me. I better go to Carla's second husband right now.
Hit the dump button.
Dirk in Spokane, Washington. That was so cruel.
Spoiler alert.
North Carolina douche.
Yeah.
Hello, Dirk. How are you?
Hey, just when we're trying to make Wide Open Wednesday great again, this guy comes on and does a spoiler for you.
That killed me.
Hey, but you know what, Mike? You're still money ahead.
It's my only show right now, Rob. It's my only show.
But you're still money ahead because Oscar's going to make him watch Veep. That'll be a sweet revenge.
That is so cruel. Yeah. That when
Selena Meyer dies in season 3.
Pony, have you finished the series?
I haven't, but I mean, I figured it was either that or he's going to go to prison.
You snooze, you lose, Pony.
I'd give $1 million to be as passive as you. I swear to God. All right, Dirk, what can we do for you?
You guys are dicks.
Pick your battles, douche.
I Dirk. Dirk.
Hey, Dirk, someone's going to die at the end of this phone call, so let's see what happens.
Dirk, what can we do for you?
I am calling in through the live app this morning.
Yeah. Good man. Good man.
We love our live app. Don't forget to update it. It's 24/7. The TMOS stream.
Do it.
We do the show live, and you can call right from the app. That's wonderful, Dirk. Carla says hi.
Hi, Carla. Hey, and I've been, I've been listening to some of the shows, and I noticed that you're using the jingles also, and that we're getting those there. But I wondered why we're not using the jingles on the main show.
Oh, that's a good question.
Rob Spiewak, that question would probably be best directed to you.
Because the jingles are licensed for internet use only, and the regular show airs on radio stations like 97.1 The Wave and KCJJ.
Ooh, there it is. That's a good answer.
But it's a great reason to listen to the live stream, because that's the
jingle
best way to
exclusives.
Hear our jingles. Yes.
And
Dirk?
I'll let you go with a shout-out to Dawn Billings, one of our P1s who is in Las Vegas, where Kiki's from, and 20th wedding anniversary today.
All the way with Kiki K.
Thank you, Dirk. We appreciate the phone call. Wide Open Wednesday. Your phone calls. At 888-920-6673. Let's get back to another one. Hello, this is Ryan, Oklahoma City. How are you, Ryan?
I think you're going for Kian, and I hate to...
Kian, I'm sorry, I misread it. Sorry, that was my fault.
Yes, sir. Listen, I had a question for you guys. We love you a long time, and I'm moving to Winchester, Virginia.
Ah, the Apple Capital.
I've never been there.
You want some land, sir? Is that what you want?
It's actually, as far as Northern Virginia goes, you can do a lot worse. I think that Winchester...
Kansas?
It's Northern Virginia.
Yeah.
Winchester's okay. Mm. Nice little community.
Woodbridge is a lot worse. Mm-hmm. Manassas is a lot worse.
Well, we used to call it Hoodbridge. Thank you very much.
Am I right, ladies?
Yeah.
I've been there 1 week and looking for houses, couldn't find anything. So I'm putting out the help call for any rentals for my family.
Rentals. How big is your family?
We have two kids and two dogs, and we're clean, professional people. We just need a place till we build a house.
Nice. You guys good-looking people Kian? Or ugly people?
They're clean and professional.
I'm really trying to help the guy.
I'm sorry.
Kian, are you on social media?
I am.
All right, so Kian on Facebook. Look for K-I-A-N on Facebook if you've got a... rental opportunity.
I can give you the last name, too. Last name's Banks.
No, we don't need that. Yes. Let's move on.
I was waiting for Mike's.
It's Kian.
Aren't we all?
Kian is looking for a residence, so yeah. Be aware of
Kian
that.
Kian and Peel.
Let's go to Reb, Lexington Park, Maryland. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Jeb. Jesus Christ.
It's all right.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Let me fix this. There we go.
Jeb Bush. Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Nope.
There we are. That's better.
No. Right. Okay. I'll take it back.
Go ahead, Jeb.
But actually, I do have a question for you, Oscar.
Oh, yes, Chess. I'm here.
You live in a tiny home, and I do as well. And I have many kids in my home, but you don't have that same problem. But my question for you is if you had any tips for how you stay better organized in such a tiny space.
Oh, yes. Well,
but first, are they your kids, or are they prisoners, or what's the deal?
They're mine.
Okay.
They're mine.
Okay, just checking.
This is
I got a great... Okay, well, is that it? Was that it? Because I'm moving.
Can I answer the question?
So. Yeah, go ahead. I'm
okay, thank you.
I
appreciate it. Thank you.
I got excited about the next call.
So, when you get something new, whether it's for the kids or for the home, throw away the old thing. Have a hard rule that when something comes in, something's got to get out.
Ingress whether must equal egress.
Yeah, whether it's furniture, whether it's knickknacks, something's got to go.
You gotta downsize. You can't even whiff a hoarding situation.
No.
Thank you for the call. Okay,
good luck,
let
man.
Me handle this, boys. Hold on. Jim from Georgia. Hi, Jim.
Hey.
Hey, Jim, you're not from Georgia. You're Patrick McHugh.
I am.
Yeah, you are. So you lied about coming in here, and you lied about your name, and you're on Blocked Island, and I saw you commiserating with people about Blocked Island, and now you're lying about your name. Why are you lying about your name, Patrick?
I had to call in for Blocked Island. There's no way I
can No. I'm not asking you that. I'm asking you why you called in with, and you just didn't say Patrick, why you felt you had to say Jim from Georgia. Lie about your name and lie about the place you're calling.
Why all the lies, sir?
Mm-hmm. Why the lies, Patrick?
I can't get through the barrier.
Would no, that's not true. That's not true.
That's another lie.
Yeah, so you're a dick. You're a liar and you're a dick. And you're gone. Thank you very much. Sorry about that. Let's go to Dave from Michigan. Dave, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Get rid of the liars.
Yeah. Hey, man, that was a little mini purge there for that guy. That guy has been burning my butt for a long time. You know that name, right, Rob?
I blocked him, I think, even before you.
Years ago.
Yeah.
He's a stalker fan who loves just to stir crap up.
Yep.
And that's why. And so he just gets really excited and, calling in there. Yep. But I mean, if you're going to call and we've got your ID and then you call us.
My name is Jim.
Jim from Georgia.
Put me on hold. My wife pays for the bills.
Dave from Michigan. All you. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing great. What can we do for you?
I have a quiz for Rob. Produce quiz.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me get my sandwich. I'll let you guys enjoy it.
All right.
Oscar's now, that's checking out. That's just a late night. late night Big O and Duke's cop out right there.
Let me at my peg hole because I can't discipline myself because I had 40 beers after the show last night.
Yes, go ahead, Dave.
Okay, so I'm checking out with Rob. I have some bananas. That's an easy one, Rob, right? What's the number?
Bananas are 158, or used to be 158. I believe now they are 4158 because they went to a four-digit code recently. Recently meaning in the last 20 years.
You still remember the produce names. Yeah.
And an avocado?
An avocado, I would have to check. Is it a Haas avocado?
Yes, it is. Okay, that's the only kind to get.
Well, the sticker would indicate the sticker would indicate the code. But avocado is, I believe, sold by the piece, not by the weight, so we wouldn't have to weigh it. Just click in the code.
Guacamole. Well, that's enough of that stimulating conversation.
Mike, red delicious apples, 572.
Let's go to Brian from the great city of Baltimore, Maryland. How are you, Brian?
150 days until NOLA.
Yeah, you you know what, Brian? I got to tell you this. I put it on my show prep today because just for some reason, today was the day I was thinking about the fact that, you know, roughly 6 months out and I'm already starting to get excited.
Yes.
I was talking to Carla about, you know, the whole deal and what we're going to do and what we're not going to do, more importantly. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, it's right. 6 months. Yeah, because I'm not gambling, unfortunately.
So at 150 days... You are not gambling.
I'm not gambling because, and I have to manage, because we're going to be there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then leave on Sunday.
Yes.
So I have to be very, very mindful of pacing myself. The last thing I want to do is have like a three-day hangover.
You said no hangover, going into the show. Gambling.
That's right.
I will drink every night. I will drink every night, but I don't, and I will drink after the show on Saturday.
It's the after party.
Will you tie one on?
More than before. But prior to that, because it's New Orleans, you can do it. So that leaves me with the one major vice that's left, and that is enjoying the fabulous cuisine of New Orleans, Louisiana.
The food is very good.
If you didn't get your tickets, we're going to be floating around New Orleans. If you want to just come down and visit, mm-hmm. you can do that too. But, Brian, I am excited, and you obviously are going to be joining us down in NOLA.
I will, but I still have to find a hotel.
You shouldn't have a problem.
Dude, Airbnb it. I'm not kidding. If you go down there and you go on Airbnb right now, there are people finding sweet deals all the time.
Airbnb. That's a great suggestion. Brian, we look forward to seeing you in NOLA, my friend.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you very much.
He was upset about
that.
The Airbnb.
We have a lot of calls standing by. Let us take one more, and then we're going to take a break.
Okay.
And then we will come back with more of your phone calls. Back on track with Wide Open Wednesday. I am delighted with that. George, it says from Portugal. Did you call last week, my friend?
Yes, and I want to apologize for derailing the show.
Well, you know, everybody once in a while derails the show. Here's the thing about it, George. Oscar, Mike, and Rob, we all derail the show periodically, too. So
it's our show, though.
Sweat it. I wouldn't sweat it. It is our show. Yes.
Oscar had it on point. It's your guys' show, not mine.
All right,
speak up. That's true. Yeah, go ahead. Nice and loud because it's a Portugal connection.
No, it's not. I'm back home in Maryland.
Oh!
No, it's even worse.
Oh, Portugal, Maryland.
You know, nothing like skull screening. That's why it's great to see George from Portugal. So you are from Portugal, but you're back in Maryland. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
What can we do for you today, George?
So you guys could have that marker of being listened to and downloaded in Portugal
while I was
visiting my father.
Oh, that's very sweet.
And as you, I bought a new subscription to the bonus show.
Wonderful.
Right before we left and everything. And I made sure I could listen to you guys because this has always been my favorite show.
Aww.
Oh, I remember how he derailed the show. It was a tremendously depressing call, so I would recommend we part as friends.
Yeah, how God about bless more you, listening, George. Less calling, George?
Thank you very much, George. Appreciate the call. A little Portugal joke based on this in tribute to my dear departed old man, my father, okay?
Yes.
Late in life, as they were retired, they decided to do a little traveling. One of their senior citizen trips was to fabulous Portugal. Beautiful country.
Yes.
Wonderful country.
Exotic at that point.
Mm.
They were senior citizens. They decided to go on one of these bus tours where they would take them through the countryside. And my mom and my dad were about three quarters of the way back in this little senior citizen tour bus.
Okay.
And in the front of the tour bus, as is often the case, you had the person speaking English, the local person from Portugal, that was describing the sights and sounds of Portugal as they drove along. As they're in the countryside, they come upon a farmhouse. And one of the things about the farmhouses in Portugal is the dairy farms actually have the residences of the farms built over the stable for the cows,
wow,
where the cows sleep and eat and where the troughs are and all of that. And so the cows are out in the field and they go by this farmhouse and it's built over the barn where the cows come in at night. And my father's three quarters of the way back in the bus and a lady about halfway up says, so the cows actually live underneath the farmhouse? And the lady on the speaker goes,
yes, that's true. The cows actually technically live underneath the residence of the farmers that raise the cows.
And the lady doesn't miss a beat and says, the smell must be horrible. And my father, without missing a beat, says, yeah, but the cows don't mind. There you go. There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
It's Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Ainsley.
Mr. McGarry.
Leo's fine.
Yes, sir.
Were you offered coffee or something to drink?
Yes, the woman who works out there, who I imagine is your secretary, offered me coffee or a soft drink.
Okay, so...
She was also kind enough to ask for my coat.
Excellent.
She seems to be a very good secretary.
Well, she'll be happy to hear that. She's standing right outside the door.
Ow.
So, I have to tell you, I've never seen Sam Seaborn get beat the way you beat him on Monday.
Yes, well, Mr. McGarry...
Leo?
Yes, sir. I've been thinking about that ever since your office called me on Tuesday, and I have something to say on my own behalf. If you'll permit me a moment to say it, and I understand if you won't, but I would really appreciate it if you did.
I didn't really follow that, but whatever.
I think that it is wrong for a man in your position to summon someone to the White House to reprimand them for voicing opposition. I think that that is wrong, and it is inappropriate. It's inappropriate, and I'll tell you what else.
It's wrong.
Yes.
That's fine, except you weren't summoned here to be reprimanded.
Well, then if you'll permit me, why was I summoned?
You have an interesting conversational style, you know that?
It's a nervous condition.
I used to have a nervous condition.
How did yours manifest itself?
I drank a lot of scotch.
I get sick when I drink too much.
I get drunk when I drink too much.
Well, Mr. McGarry...
Leo?
Yes, sir. I'll ask again, for what purpose was I brought here today?
So I could offer you a job.
I'm asking because I do not think that it is fair that I be expected to play the role of the mouse to the White House's cat in the game of... You know the game.
Cat and mouse?
Yes.
Here it comes.
Did you say offer me a job?
Yes. Associate White House Counsel. You'd report to the deputy White House counsel who reports to the White House counsel who reports to me.
I'm sorry. A job in this White House?
Want a glass of scotch?
Yes, please.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We're live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know, on air, on demand, and heard 24/7, like a lot of our callers, on the new TMOS app, updated now, and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us today, especially 888-920-MORE on Wide Open Wednesday, 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show on now and brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial, our neighbors right here on Wisconsin Avenue. People that can get you financed, get you done quickly, get it done. The process is easy. They're good people to deal with. They'll get you through it, and they'll show you the best way to free up some money for what you really need. You could be sitting on enough money right now to clear out that high-interest credit card debt or for those home improvements you've been putting off. Cornerstone First Financial. They guide you to the best financial plan to get you there fast. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. If you mention TMOS, you will receive a free appraisal at closing. And by the way, those can be expensive, so that's a good deal. Cornerstone First.com/TMOS. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS, or you can call them at 202-625-1221. They're wonderful people. They're our neighbors and our housemates here at our studios in Washington, D.C. Cornerstone First Financial, making sure that you have the ability to explore every opportunity in the best and smartest way possible. Oscar loves them. We love them.
Yeah.
They're great landlords.
I call
them
and ask them. Tell them you want to get in the know. You want to know what your options are.
Yeah, they'll tell you.
No. You want to go to York, Pennsylvania, Britain, Great Britain, Albuquerque, New Mexico, or Boyd's, Maryland.
Oh, Maryland. 100%.
Yeah, okay.
Exotic
I
Maryland.
Agree. I cannot agree more, Rob. Let's go to England, United Kingdom, Nicole. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing? Where are you calling us from in the UK?
I'm calling from a city called Derby, which is right in the center of England. And
it's wonderful.
About down the road from Nottingham.
Nottingham, oh, nice. That's wonderful. And to what do you owe this trip to England? Are you a resident or are you visiting on vacation?
Yeah,
or
I've been living here for 13 and a half years.
Oh, wow. So are you an expat?
I would be considered an expat as opposed to an immigrant because I'm not yet a citizen.
Why do you hate America?
Oh, stop it. Behave yourself.
What brought?
You have to realize, my mom actually asked me, will you please come back? And I'm like, I don't think so. Just because your president right now is a bit annoying.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Now, but you're not somebody, but you've been
and
there
you know,
for
you don't
over
know
a decade.
To be yeah. safe in school?
I'm sorry?
You don't know if your kids will be safe in school.
I think you're going to a little. What about Obama? Why don't you come back while he's president for 8 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I'm curious, because you've been gone for a long time, not just Trump.
Obama!
Well, there was definitely whether or not we would go back, but my husband's work is here in England.
Oh,
so
nice.
We have to
oh, okay. So okay. That's yeah. bad. Let me tell you about the whole Trump thing. We're getting ready. I put this on my show prep today. You know, you're going to miss out. I don't know if they'll show it over in England. We got a really great reality show coming
Big
up
show
tomorrow.
Coming, yeah.
It's called the James Comey Show, and it's going to be, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, all major broadcast networks are covering it.
They're teasing it
CNN
on the morning news.
Fox.
They said at 10:30 we'll be cutting away from Harry to go to the James Comey Show.
Nicole, you want to weigh in on the Brexit?
Yeah, tell us about Brexit. Where how do you feel about that?
I think it's a little too late now. They're really pushing forward to it. Our general election is tomorrow, and both the Conservatives and the Labor Party are both going for Brexit.
Let me ask you this about living over in England, and I'm sorry for the delay there. We're kind of talking over each other, but I will ask you, with the terrorist attacks in Manchester and now in London, what is the mood of the stiff upper lip British people? Is this, how is this landing over there?
At least it is a general. Since I'm in the center, and that doesn't, like, our nucleus hasn't been affected essentially. You don't hear about it when you talk to people much, but right. The press overwhelmingly is we are defiant. You're not going to change us. We are not going to live in fear.
Best way to look
back
at
in,
it.
Back when there are tube bombings happened, where it completely crippled the tube in 2005. I mean, everybody still got back on the tube, and that was really horrific.
Yeah,
and so
it's brave. They're brave people.
Yeah,
I picture the image of the guy running from the pub down the street when they were clearing the square.
Absolutely.
When those guys, and he had the beer still in his hand. I mean, I think that's kind of how British is that? That it's like,
or
hey,
the
get back to
or the
pub.
Other shopkeeper who pulls out a crate and fights them off anyway.
Yeah,
incredible.
There's a lot of people who are just like, nope, we're not going to deal with that. And there's plenty. We have such a huge Muslim population of people who are just really loving and kind.
Yep, and I think that we could take a lesson from they could take a lesson from the way people are handling it over there, because I think we got to take another call, but thank you, Nicole.
Thanks, Nicole.
Thank you.
Thanks for the support.
I think we can take a lesson from this reaction. This is something that's important, really, really important. This is edit out the noise from all the crap and all the fighting in the United States that we're talking about now, and remember this one point. I said this to Carla the other night, and she said, you know, you think that'll happen here? And I said, I know it will happen here. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. How long we wait, I don't know. But you're talking about these lone, disenfranchised wolves that are broken in so many ways. I think because of that, that maybe increases the chance that something like that will happen. Take a lesson from our friends across the pond.
Sure.
I really think that it is the way of the world. We hopefully can figure it out.
Yeah, they just,
it can't be
they get
eradicated.
Back up.
It cannot be eliminated, and you have stiff upper lip, and you go on with your life, and you don't pander to, you know, I don't think politicians should pander to fear, and I don't think we should live in fear, and I think inevitably something will happen, but I love the way the Brits are doing it. It's like, F them, get back on the tube, go back into the pub, fight the
we don't need
off.
The euro.
And,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep your little Cooper.
Thanks, Todd.
We've got
Todd, you can tell he was with Moore last night. Yes. Did you say hi to Jeff Sessions? Your
I wasn't with Todd last night. I was with Todd on Monday night.
Oh, Monday. I can't keep track of all the podcasts
Mike,
you do.
Too many.
There's a lot. He's
Casey,
the prince.
Casey, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Casey, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh. Morning.
I'm just wanting to call and say I love you guys.
Let me stop you just for a second, Casey. I did. Is the connection okay? I just want to make sure that we're coming through loud and clear.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm outside. I work at a large Japanese car dealership in the service department, and I had to step outside so I could call.
So you only sell large Japanese cars?
Yeah, well.
The Titan, the Nissan Titan.
I just wanted to say I love you guys.
We love you, too, and keep listening in Albuquerque. Spread the word. Got a lot of fans down in Albuquerque. We appreciate you listening, Casey. Thank you very much. Let's take another phone call. James Boyd's Maryland. James, you've been waiting a long time. How are you, my friend?
Good, but suddenly my question doesn't seem so important.
No.
Oh.
Well, you want to take a stab at it anyway?
Question about Rob's jukebox. I was wondering, how much Wagner do you have on that thing?
Wagner. Well, as you know, Wagner was largely an album artist, and my jukebox only plays singles, so not a lot of Wagner. A lot of Hasselhoff, though.
Wagner. Wagner plays it right underneath the Hindenburg. Let's go to York, Pennsylvania. Jim in York, Pennsylvania. I am ready for a lively call.
Yes.
Yes.
From York, Pennsylvania.
A light and lively.
Go ahead, Jim. It's all you, pal.
All right. Good morning, everybody.
Oh, good morning. Hey.
That's good. Yeah. All
right. Yeah. Lively.
Continue, please.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just wanted to apologize for the caller who called in from this city last week and went straight into a story about his dead tooth. What was up with that?
I didn't know why I was saying let's be lively. I think subconsciously, Jim, what I did was I remembered that call.
Yes.
That was the guy, Rob, that just went droned on and on about death.
And his teeth.
Illness. And, it was so
dead,
very sad.
Dead tooth.
Yeah.
It was very, very depressing. But, we soldiered on, just like the Brits do. Let's go to...
We stiff upper lip wide open Wednesday.
Let's go to Arizona. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Take it away, caller. Who's this?
Hi, Mike. It's Greg.
Hi, Greg. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to say I love you guys. Thanks for all that you do. And I had one quick question.
Yes?
I wanted to know what actually happened between you guys and Ronick and Buzz.
You know what? With those guys,
about this.
We've talked about it in different incarnations, but people get curious every now and then. What happened was they left, and when they left, unfortunately,
they lied to us.
They were planning on doing their own little thing.
And they used their own corporate email that says everything.
It was rather underhanded.
Yes.
It did not really end well.
They raw-dogged us, sir.
It didn't end that well.
No glide.
So we kinda do that. And the bottom line, I can speak to Buzz more than Ronick, because I really... on a couple of occasions, Buzz wanted to bail and get out of it and do his own thing.
Yeah.
And one time I talked him into it. The second time I tried to talk him into it, but he wanted to leave anyway.
Right.
Would have liked to have him stay, but unfortunately, when somebody's in a collaborative effort that's not enjoying himself and not wanting to be there, it shows
and is verbally telling you.
Oh yeah,
he doesn't want to be.
Really, to be honest, the night that we were taking the road trip to Iowa and we all went to the karaoke bar and Buzz went to bed,
yes,
we kind of saw the writing on the wall when that happened. Anyway, that it didn't really work.
That
out.
Really truthfully wanted to not be a part of our greatest night as a team. It was so telling.
You know when you know you're hated.
Yeah, it was. That's the way it went. And then then they went off and tried to do exactly what we're doing. And feelings were hurt. And feelings are.
I thought we took the high road. We are now.
We are.
We did. But we're telling you the truth about what happened. But I don't. I file it into the same category as I do DCR TV. I don't really think about it anymore. I move on.
Yeah.
And look, I'm not somebody that... One of the things I will always... thank you for the call. I'll finish and go ahead and listen. I will tell you this. One of the things that would fall into the category of a minor regret is that I... No, I can't say it's a regret because I don't feel that the energy that would be expended... to go backwards and try to establish a relationship with people that have effed me over
is worth it.
It's not pettiness.
Not when there wasn't... Mike, look, to be clear, I feel the same way today. I don't think about it anymore. I don't deal with it. But when you have a team of five and two people leave that team and start their own entity after we ask them, are there any plans? One guy tells us he's retiring. The other guy says he's got another job. And then they turn around and do exactly what we built here.
Yeah, and take a lot of the stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot of IP, a lot of work. We were too busy making sure that we provided a great show for you than to deal with them. And once that was all done and we made sure the ship was still a sail and afloat, there was no apology. There was no, hey, man, I'm sorry, this is just business or what the situation was. There was nothing.
Right.
It was like, go off yourselves.
And I will tell you this, that there are two things at play here. And look, life goes on. Tomorrow is different than today. You never know what's going to happen. But for the run, since that all went down, I will say this to both Rob and Oscar, and I will say it publicly. Oscar came in and took over the business dealings that Mark Ronick had taken for this show.
Right.
And networked and put strategies in place and put systems in place that put us into a different situation, beneficial to all of us. Rob Spiewak reaffirmed his loyalty to this show, got me through dealing with what was a very difficult time for both Rob and for me.
Because you had a longer relationship.
We
work with these guys for a long time. And it and really, at the end of the day, the incarnation that is this show right now, we're going on, what are we? Are we 8 years? Is that what we are?
It'll be 8 years.
It'll be 8 years December 7th, yeah.
It'll be 8 years December 7th. And I come in every day, and I have no clue what's going to happen on the show, and I'm excited about that. And it's 8 years of doing this show.
Yep.
And I never know what's going to happen each and every day. And it is absolutely stunning to me, to be perfectly honest with you. There was a time on the old incarnation of the show, I am going full disclosure here, where there would be days, especially during the time I was working with Kirk McEwen and doing two shows, where I would come in and it would be like, blah, 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 blah. What's going on now? I don't know whether that's because I had the two shows. That's because the energy that I was getting from some guys in the room that was driving me nuts. But I don't ever, on bad days, on days that I come, I never have that anymore.
Mike.
And that means that I'm looking at spit bubble time. I'm looking at being in a Carl Reiner documentary because I'm sitting there enjoying what I do.
You
it's
can be
truth.
Carl Reiner. I can be Norman Lear. I'll wear a hat.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it really feels good coming in here.
It does.
As far as off air and outside of the show, Rob could pick it up a bit.
Sure.
Other than that, everything,
but loyal,
is fine.
But always loyal. Always loyal.
And me to you.
Always.
Mike, Mike loved the team so much, he moved.
That's right. He wanted to test the bridge.
Yes.
He said, sure, the bridge is okay if I'm here, but what if I move to Florida? Is it going to squeak?
No, I'd love to have you all in the same room every day. It would be great, but, you know, that's just not the way the chips fell. Let's go to Chris. Chris in Delaware.
Guys,
you're
I'm moving. Good luck.
Show. I don't mind talking about that
Fix
once
it.
In a while either. Chris, go ahead.
Make
you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy Wide Open Wednesday to you all.
The happiest.
Spicy Wednesday today.
Great calls today. Thank you. What's going on, Chris?
Mike, it's back.
Uh-oh. What?
The rivalry. Yanks, Sox, the
yeah.
of talent on both sides.
Okay.
It's going to be good for 10 years.
I hope so. But let me tell you, it's interesting you bring that up, Chris. Chris is talking about the fact that the Red Sox are playing the Yankees now, and they're talking about the fact that they're 1-2 in the AL East. And
right.
So this rivalry is exploding.
What happened to the Orioles?
The Orioles were still in the mix. I was reading the Globe today,
just kidding.
The Boston Globe today, and I will tell you about this, Chris, that it'll be hard-pressed to really match what went on. You know, there's a story. Let me tell a story. This is a sports story that I think people will relate to.
Okay.
There is a story that goes way back to the old rivalry when the Yankees had Thurman Munson and the Red Sox had Carlton Fisk. And Thurman Munson had eclipsed Carlton Fisk, the catcher of the Red Sox, in every statistical category except for one, assists. Now, an assist with a catcher is if he throws somebody out. And it can also it can be throwing like a guy that's stealing second, or if a guy swings at a ball and the catcher drops it and he has to throw that to first base, that can be used too. Thurman Munson, I don't know whether this is a true story, but it's a great story. In one game, found out that Fisk was ahead of him in assists, and during the course of the game, each time a guy would strike out, Thurman Munson would drop the ball on purpose so he could throw down to first
padding
base
his stats
and get the assist. And then he looked and he gave the one to Fisk in the dugout.
That's great.
They got a long way to go for that, but right now the rivalry is pretty awesome, and I'm enjoying.
Who are the superstars on the teams, Mike?
Right now there's this big dude. There's, unfortunately, Yankees have so many no names. I got to catch up with that. As far as the Red Sox, the young guy Andrew Benintendi is the left fielder.
He's
looking
a
really
good
strong
boy.
And he got Craig Kimbrell, the closer, who struck out, I think, five Yankees last night at the end of the game. Big-time fun. So it's getting there, but it's not the actual scores and standings that matter. You have to have personality conflict.
Right.
I remember Pedro Martinez knocking 70-plus-year-old Don Zimmer to the ground.
Great
those
moment.
Those days.
Great
those
moment.
Sun of your days, baby. It was fantastic. We'll take one and then go to break. Chuck,
okay.
Bakersfield, California, you are on Wide Open Wednesday. Hello.
Hello, Mike O'Mara. This is Chucko the Clown in Bakersfield, California.
Oh, my
Chucko.
God.
No.
Chucko the
no, can
clown.
I be serious today?
Oh. Sure, Chucko.
Yeah, there's nothing
sure
better than a serious clown.
All right.
Go ahead, Chucko.
All right, Mike. I just got back from Dublin, Ireland.
Yeah.
And I have some news for you.
Go ahead.
There is an O'Mara's Bar and Restaurant in Galway County.
Yeah.
And I am not good at pronouncing Gaelic names, but it's Portuna.
Portuna, okay. And you didn't, by the way, Chucko, you didn't swim from Dublin, did you? You sound like you're a little out of breath.
Mike, his phone is at the top of the steps.
Yeah.
So you enjoyed, did you have a pint or two in O'Mara's restaurant there, Chucko?
Well, Mike, I was in Killarney, and I didn't get there, but I did notice it, and if I had had time, I would have gone there. That's for
were they
sure
serving a lobster bisque when you saw the menu?
Killarney, it's true
but they
story
were serving your number one beer that you announced yesterday, Guinness. Of course.
Yeah. What, in Ireland?
I have been to O'Mara's restaurant. I have been to O'Mara's restaurant in Killarney.
You brought me a lighter from there. I still
whoa
have it.
Remember all the stuff, the swag
yes
that I brought
awesome
back
stuff
before Killarney you opened O'Mara's?
Before I opened O'Mara's, and they, I went
so
there
so it's
once
a franchise.
And I went back, and when I when I went back, they'd actually turned the back area into a nightclub because the age, the demographics in Ireland are so young
right
that they switched a lot of these places to late.
Just like O'Mara's in Manassas. At yeah night, it was a nightclub.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh,
thank nightclub.
You. Chucko, I mean, that's a serious call for you. Is there anything fun as Chucko the Clown you could leave us with before we go to break here?
Well, I thought maybe you could say happy birthday to me. I share my birthday with Vice President Pence.
Oh, happy, sorry. Happy birthday.
That's funny enough for me. Happy birthday, Chucko. Many more. That's very exciting. Mike Pence and Chucko the Clown.
That's
yeah
so should sad at every level.
Right. It's time to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. We have a few more calls standing by. James from San Jose. We'll get to you when we can. This is Wide Open Wednesday. Yeah, brought it back. We've got great calls today on the Mike O'Mara Show and more fun and more thrills coming up right here.
Throughout history, man has sought the ability to conquer all things. He conquered nature, medicine, his enemies. But one thing always eluded him. Man could not conquer time. Until now. Thanks to the new Mike O'Mara Show app, time has become man's minion. When you listen to TMOS on the new app, traveling back in time is as easy as hitting rewind. Stop time in its very tracks just by hitting pause. And if you want to travel into the future, where God knows what awaits you, a simple fast forward will get you there, if you dare. Plus, you can stream the show live as it happens thanks to TMOS Live. You can control time as long as you take the time to download the app and make sure you are running the updated version on time. Do it now! The updated TMOS app. Your passport to a great time. In the past, the present, and the future. Plus, TMOS Live. Always on, always there. And thank you for your time.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Bonus Packages, the TMOS Bonus Shows. If you already subscribe, great. If you don't, listen up. You need to know that it's the bonus show that makes TMOS possible, and that's the truth. Ruth. The future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. Last week, an incredible show with the interns, featuring the interns.
And still available. Even if you just try it as a one-off, try this show. It will really, really perk your interest. It's a good program.
Absolutely. Really, check it out. No censorship to slow us down. No commercials to get in the way of the fun. The most fun we have each week. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. For pennies a day, you get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping the show to continue for years to come. Plus, you're going to be the best hour of your week. I guarantee you.
Guarantee,
Cher. Woo, that's going to be Cher. Great. Welcome back to Wide Open Wednesday. We usually don't go deep into the third break with this, but we'll take one last call here.
Okie doke.
James, you are on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you for waiting patiently, sir.
Absolutely. Good morning, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you very much. Hey, by the way, I want to shout out to our friends down at The Wave, 97.1 The Wave down in Ocean City. Call us from Ocean City this summer. We'd like to hear from the folks that are down there enjoying us, on The Wave. Yes.
Thrashers,
fries with vinegar.
Thrashers.
Thrashers fries. Well. Right vinegar there on the side. So
what can we do for you, James?
Well, I'm calling to thank you guys. I do route sales in the morning here in San Jose, and you guys are in my ear and making it fun, and I really appreciate that.
Thank you, James. Awesome. We appreciate that. And spread the word for us out in Cali. We appreciate that. And, hey, good Wide Open Wednesday
good
today.
Good job, guys.
Glad I'm back.
Wonderful calls. Oscar, last week, a little sluggish, unfortunately.
Yes.
We had to
I know why,
it.
Mike. It has nothing to do with you guys.
Well, today, to be honest with you, I sent a message out to all the guys because, you know, got lectured by our friend Kiki K.
All the way.
Kiki K has nothing to do with this. We didn't send out a push notification last week.
Oh. Why didn't we send out a push notification?
That's probably on me. I was on vacation.
Oh, is that? So you're the guy that does that manually?
Well, anybody can do that technically. Yeah, I do it manually.
Manuel.
Yeah, so Kiki K, I just want you to know that Kiki K went all the way with you, but she has no sway with me.
Right.
Oh, wonderful. Well,
got no sway
like
with Kiki K.
So the reality show begins tomorrow, and it's what Washington, D.C. is talking about, and everybody is talking about.
They literally are doing teases and liners on the morning news shows.
Pretty unique. I think
if he just had a sweet ass, it'd be like the Kardashians all over again.
Ain't gonna happen.
James Comey breaks the internet.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about Trump having a sweet ass.
No, Comey.
No.
That is a well.
And if you had two good-looking brothers.
It, you know, if you line them up side by side and you looked at the president's ass. Tony. If you looked at the president's ass and Comey's ass, I mean, I think it'd probably be no contest. Right?
Comey. Oh, 100%.
Comey long
easy.
Lean. You know,
I think Comey is a man that probably does some squatting in his life.
But you know what? I think Pence probably has a pretty good ass, too.
Not better than Comey.
No.
Oh,
well,
who's got better abs? I would love to know. Is it Comey or Pence?
Probably Pence.
I would say it's got to be Comey. No, it's got to be Comey because he does the whole FBI law enforcement thing. He looks like he's totally in shape.
Yeah, but does Pence have to, if you're in the military, you still have to be in shape, right? Don't you have to do those drill or those, I guess, tests every month?
Although Pence isn't in the military.
Pence might be fooling us all, and here's why. Because when you see him, you think Dr. Race Bannon. From Johnny Quest.
Let me
and
tell you
Race
what I think
Bannon
about.
Is very fit.
Well, let me tell you what I think about when I think about Mike Pence. Mm. I swear to God, I think this all the time, that at night when he goes home, he taps his wife on the shoulder and goes, it's just a matter of a few more days. It's just a matter of a few
Mike,
more
is
days.
Present? Mike, we see him land, I would say, twice a day on because we have a view to the vice president's I guess property.
He comes and goes.
Naval Observatory.
Naval Observatory.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I see that helicopter go up and down, up and down, up and down. And
don't you think, realistically, this is a guy, look, regardless of whether you agree with him politically or not,
Marine
it's
two.
Arguable. Mike Pence has been... a political creature for most of his adult life. He's been in politics for a long time. The fact is that there was the scene when Trump was going on his international trip and they showed Pence. Did you see where Pence is like under the balcony after he shakes hands with Trump?
Yes.
And you could almost hear him going, okay, safe trip. Hope nothing happens. Thank you. I'll be back here. You know that guy.
Oh,
he's a normal human being. He's got to go through his
the
mind.
The copter goes up and Pence runs to the Oval Office and starts saying, I'm going to move that there. I'm get rid of these pens. I don't like these pens.
Do you think he's Frank? He's the Frank Underwood of the current administration?
I think they all are, first of all. I think that they all are political animals. And, you know, with the chaos that has been the Trump administration, I think that you've got a guy that sits over there and says to himself, And I just have to kind of be the good soldier, and I have to stay above the fray. And it seems like they kept him out of the fray quite a bit.
He's
and
like
then
the
he
Kardashian
waits.
That just models.
Do you think there's any possibility you would be Mike Pence and not speculate with all the crap that's gone down in the last few days about the possibility?
Oh no, the speculation began before the election.
Yeah. I think though, let's be realistic here, right? And this isn't politics corner; it's just reality. People.
Sure,
it's the problem. This ain't reality TV.
Right.
That
it is reality. It's
you
the great,
can't.
It's the culmination
like,
of the reality.
Even
show.
If the man, you know, got. Who knows what's in the cards? Even if the president was impeached,
yes,
he's not going to be pulled out of power because he's got the votes in both the House and the Senate.
And I think a lot of people don't realize
right
that
about
impeachment.
The numbers, look, it's data, baby. The numbers don't lie.
Yeah,
I think you're right about the impeachment thing. I don't think you're right about the whether he would go. I think that there
the numbers. The numbers would do not if people vote on party lines. If that is the case.
That's the impeachment.
Yes.
I am not thinking, look.
Mike, once someone's impeached, you have to vote him out of power after.
Right, the impeachment. Most people think an impeachment.
He doesn't have the votes.
Most people think impeachment gets you out of office like that. That's just an accusation.
We are educating the audience. Right.
Throw impeachment out the window for a second. I'm thinking something else. I'm thinking more dramatic. And you are just now, just now, and I mean yesterday, starting to see slight cracks in the foundation.
Ooh.
You are starting to see, because the whole time, let me tell you how I look at this.
Bad rebar, Mike.
This is how I look at it. I look at it this way and this way only. You get the pundits on one side and the pundits on the other side. They're going to say the same stuff. Constantly. It's never going to change. It's always going to be like that. What you look for always in a situation like this, you look at the partisans from one team or the other. If the guys on one team start saying bad stuff, that can be, I equate it with a flash flood after a storm.
Mm.
And be very aware of that. Oscar, I totally agree with the whole process of impeachment. I think it would be dramatic.
I think it's important
show,
to educate
but I don't
yourself.
Think it would really
I think it's important to educate yourself on what that process is. And the process simply is if someone does get impeached, it doesn't mean
Barking
they're out
the
of
wrong
power.
Country for that, Oscar.
Well, no, I had to educate my family in Florida. I said, stop talking about this. It's not going to happen.
Can't read about impeachment because I found an article about catfish. He did run right out of the bar and jump in the water.
And he jumped in the river.
I ain't seen him for days.
No, I
learn about
it. If this president
Google.
Somehow doesn't finish his term, it will not be because of impeachment. There will be
something
more
think,
unique.
I think that that's
really?
Realistic. I think that that you mean you're, it had to be something outside of that because essentially all of the Republicans would have the majority of Republicans would have to vote him out after he's impeached.
Right.
Yeah. And then the thing about it is, I think that this there are a few things that I cut through all the punditry and I actually pay attention to. One is
The Mummy coming out this weekend.
No, the day-to-day stress of the job.
Got it.
The day-to-day stress of the job, which seems to be going
that
in
office
one direction and not
weathers.
The other.
Could you put people. A possible odds on resignation?
No, I think what you're getting is...
Rob, you're an idiot.
You're getting a situation...
You think that's
let me,
the guy that's
let me make
resign.
A point. Shut up for a second. I'm trying to make a point here. The day-to-day pressures of the job, under the best circumstances...
Right.
Are soul sucking. You know, every
when it's going well, it's bad.
Yes, everybody loves you. You're still getting away. Mr. President, we have this idiot that did this over here. Please deal with this. Under these circumstances, you're talking. You look at him, and it's the stress of the deal. I think that this is what I believe. If it ever was to happen, would happen. Not impeachment, because Oscar's right. I don't think you've got the teams in place.
Not
to
the
do
numbers.
That. Not impeachment prior to 2018. Don't think that could happen.
Okay.
What you would get would be he gets so sick of the crap. He gets so sick of every day in and out, daunting, that's something else. And then if there's any pressure that's put on, I don't know. But it is going to be the greatest political reality show that we've had since Clinton and Monica Lewinsky.
You're right.
So,
but there's no roly-poly, or is there?
If Mike Pence keeps eating.
He's got a better
I don't
ass
see that. You don't see
you didn't
that,
think
do you?
The sex?
You don't see the sexual element, you know? And well, you got Melania.
I wish.
There, you know?
And I don't think that's happened in a while.
Melania, poor Melania. She's worked so hard for that, you know, that fit body of hers, and all they do is throw in a burqa.
It sucks, doesn't it?
I mean, she's wearing a potato sack every time I see her on TV.
Yeah. I think that I will be interested to watch
this.
Short
off at this point.
And we will see what happens, but it is the greatest reality show in politics, and rumors are floating around that the president is going to live tweet.
Yes. I heard this. Yes.
While this is going, and the Republican Party could not be happier about
this. This is a good move. This is a good move for everybody.
It's going to be fun.
Be doing that. And then, you know, Todd Moore will say, they made the whole thing up. But anyway, that'll be.
Can you lay off Todd, please?
Hey, tell Todd I'll lay off him as soon as he stops talking on social media.
Well, he builds our applications, for God's sakes.
He's a good man. He knows.
Yes.
He knows I love him. I love Todd Moore. I just like to grab his big tall frame and shake him once in a while.
Sure, give him a shake.
Just give him a good shaking. Are we super behind?
Mike, this is a really, really late running show. Yes.
Oh, we're late. Okay, we'll come back with. We'll wrap this up. What do I want to talk about? Hold on. Carla's nickname for me.
Oh,
good.
Yeah, it'll bring you douches great joy. We'll do that when I come back on the Mike and Mary Show. Let's get to know our friend at KCJJ, Jim Hunter. Jim is the morning news guy and wacky sidekick on the Captain Steve Platter Patrol morning show. He also is the afternoon DJ on 99+ KFMH Pirate Radio. His silky warm voice and pleasant on-air demeanor have made him a radio favorite for years. And ladies, he's single. But best of all, he's a big part of the mighty 1630 KCJJ, the terrestrial flagship broadcast home of the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009. Thank you, Jim, and thank you, KCJJ. You're the best.
1630 KCJJ.
Ooh. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our TMOS sales department. Do you have a business, product, or message that you need to let people know about? Well, the best place to do it might be right here. It might surprise you that you can do it. Did you know that the Mike O'Mara Show is like a family, and each and every day the family gets together to talk about the things that are important to them? Well, one of the things we do is discuss, and we can discuss, your business.
Of course.
You could get an ad on TMOS and thousands of like-minded folks could hear it and act on it. We do it just like when you send us your business cards for Vistaprint.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we do it, folks. It's a small community. You'll reach thousands of friends you didn't even know you had. It's easy to get your message out. Just email us at sales@mikeomarashow.com. Big or small business, you will be treated like family. Again, that's sales@mikeomarashow.com. Let's spread your word. We got a super fast break now because
yes, please.
We got flapping our gums about everything. I'll just give you Carla's nickname for me, Old Man Hobble.
Oh my God.
Damn.
That's not even sexy or cute.
No.
I was walking through the store and bitching yesterday, and she said, "Oh, you're such Old Man Hobble." And
you know,
what does that mean?
There's three words in that, and two and a half of them are insulting.
I understand. Old Man Hobble.
Yeah, man is half insulting.
Old Hobble.
Yeah, Old Hobble.
Just because I'm on the cane now. I'm on my Herman cane, and I'm doing I'm doing well with it. I talk to my cane every day. You're doing good. Thank you, cane. But anyway, so she called me Old Man Hobble, and
Did
she do it in like a...
enthusiasm and no encouragement that you're actually out and at the grocery store?
No, she is.
Because you're ahead of schedule, man.
Let me explain what my wife goes
through. She's like Pence in Mike's world.
Yeah.
I come back from
rearranging
the
office.
Won't eat alone.
I am full. That's right. I am fully in convalescent mode 2 weeks ago when I got out of the hospital. And I come home the same week that my 3-year-old is out of preschool. So it was the best of everything. And I'm literally no help around. Carla is now processing my recovery, not in terms of how I'm moving or how I'm doing. It's what I'm capable of doing now. And
doing
you know,
for yourself or doing
yeah,
to
she,
aid
yeah,
her?
She's
got two,
days,
she had two big babies.
Yeah. She had two babies she had to take care of. But now, you know, the babysitting duties are mine. She took off and, went to see the gardener. I don't know what she was doing yesterday. And
Kenny,
you know, she was flying around all over the place.
The soccer
and
coach.
I was watching the little guy, and he's a little need machine. And he has his little vacay school that starts next week. We're going to give him that for a week where he's got, you know, gets together with the other kids, learns about Jesus, and, and makes arts and crafts. It's a vacation.
It's vacation Bible school.
What was that? I'm sorry, Satan.
Pony
I'm
hates
sorry,
our
Satan.
Lord.
Is there a problem with that? Is there what? What's the problem?
A little, over the top.
Well, no. Have you driven by the places that say Vacation Bible School?
Well, no, we don't. I don't think we have a lot over here.
Well, yeah. normally, let me put it to you this way: preschools are run by churches in many cities.
Yes,
and those same areas do like a little school that they call. You,
I've sent.
Bible
I believe
school.
Robert did Vacation Bible School, and he got a CD that had great songs like "Jesus Our Savior Ranch" and "It's the God Rodeo." It was a Western themed Vacation Bible School,
and it's nice to hear that kind of music when you don't when you're constantly sick of listening. To John Lithgow in the car going, I've got two dogs, Fanny and Blue. Fanny is fat and Blue is... Yeah, so,
Hey, why settle when you can select?
A popsicle stick crucifix is always nice.
Yeah.
To make. Amen, brother.
Why not?
Look at Jesus. I made him out of straws.
Fact is, Jesus gets my kid out of the house.
Yeah. It's daycare.
That's it.
It's called daycare.
It's not daycare. Thank you. It's not a tumor. All right. We got to take a break. Come back. Thank you. Thank you, asses. We'll take a break. I've used douche and ass in the same show talking about my coworkers. What's wrong with me? We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa, Jesus.
Ladies, are you looking for hot singles in your area? Looking to connect with some of the most eligible bachelors and be swept off your feet and led into the sunset? Looking to find that kind of romance that can only be found in that movie Titanic?
Yeah? Well, me too. But in the meantime, you can find plenty of stupid cat videos to fill the void in the TMOS Ladies Who Lunch Facebook group. Join today to get your weekly dose of stupid pictures and connect with plenty of hot singles in your area. If you count Ponyboy.
Here's to the ladies who lunch.
Stretch.
Thank you very much, Elaine Stritch. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Yum, 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 yum. This Father's Day, get our limited edition Father's Day package. It's a great deal, $49.99. You go to omahasteaks.com, and please, please, don't forget to enter TMOS in the search bar. It's Grilling Nirvana, and Omaha Steaks is going to give amazing limited-time offers to our listeners. 80% off the Omaha Steaks Father's Day packages, and dads love steak.
They do.
Here's what you get. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, four chicken fried steaks, four boneless pork chops. My mouth is watering telling you this. Four all-beef Omaha steak burgers, plus four award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, a full pound of Omaha steakhouse fries, four made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha steak seasoning packet, plus four additional burgers free, too. We all got the package. It's amazing. Dad can eat like a king for only $49.99. You can get this limited time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com. And most importantly, you put that TMOS in the search bar. We love Omaha Steaks. We got the packages. We love them. And it's the Father's Day package. Add it to your cart for only $49.99. Don't wait. The offer ends soon. omahasteaks.com. Type in TMOS in the search pad and the search bar. Thank you.
Search pad, baby, daddy.
What is a search pad?
I'm having Twiggy over to my search pad.
Anyway, tell Dan, fire up the grill.
News.
It was never supposed to happen, but yesterday it did, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, that's mine. I'm not reaching up to get it.
That's pretty loud. Thank you. Old man Hobble.
No, it's young man Fader.
It was never supposed to happen, but yesterday it did. George Clooney became a father.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah.
And George Clooney's like the opposite of a Kardashian, so nobody knew that he was going to become
Mike,
a father.
Mike, he's just like you.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I say every day. Look at me. His wife, Amal, gave birth to
their... Look at me, Carla. I'm just like George Clooney.
Twins, a boy and a girl.
Perfect.
And they gave them the very non-obnoxious names Ella and Alexander.
I like those names. Cool. Nice.
George's rep says, quote, Ella, Alexander, and Amal are all healthy, happy, and doing fine. George is sedated and should recover in a few days.
That's funny.
Amal is 39. George is 56. Way to go.
That is cool. Ocean's 15.
He spent years saying he'd never get married again or have kids, like in 2006 when he told People magazine, quote, "I think having kids is the biggest responsibility you'll have, and it's not something to be taken lightly. I don't have that thing in me that says I must do it. I don't see myself ever having kids, but everything in my life has changed over periods of time, and the world does change." Well, it did for George, so he's got a baby.
I just hope those kids are well provided for.
If you look at George Clooney's early work when he was dating John Travolta, Travolta's wife at a certain point.
Do you mean like back when he was a
Kelly Preston?
When he was on Facts of Life?
Yeah, and not even then. He was on these like bad like Miami set action movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I guess the idea that Kelly Preston dated him and then John Travolta and they both are A-list celebrities blows my mind.
Yeah, and Clooney's just been cool. Hasn't been a movie in a while, though, so he'll probably slow down with that. Tommy McFly in the news, ladies and gentlemen.
Tommy McFly.
Did you see or hear
about
this?
I don't know anything about this, Mike.
Okay, Tommy McFly is backstage at some kind of, I think it was a benefit, it's some comedy thing. Kesha got shot down hard at a Hollywood event Monday night. She tried to give Jerry Seinfeld a hug. Jerry Seinfeld's being interviewed by Tommy McFly, and Kesha comes up and says, quote, "I love you so much." The rest of their very brief conversation goes like this. "Can I give you a hug?" Kesha to Jerry. Jerry, "No thanks." "Please," Kesha says, "No thanks." A little one, Kesha says. Yeah, no thanks. He totally blows off Kesha.
Wow. She's too good for him.
He delivered his last two no thanks. Jerry even took two steps back to avoid her. Kesha walked away in defeat, leaving Jerry and Tommy McFly to laugh awkwardly. Jerry said, quote, "I don't know who that was."
That's great. Yep, when they got, happening.
When the guy told him it was Kesha, Jerry said, quote, "Oh, okay, well, I wish her the best."
I don't blame a guy like that.
You know what would be great is from now on...
grabbing all over you.
What if from now on he started spelling Seinfeld with a dollar sign?
Ryan Lochte dug himself a massive hole last year. When he lied about being robbed at gunpoint at the Summer Olympics in Brazil.
They don't have cameras in Brazil.
Apparently, the whole thing hit him pretty hard. He told ESPN Magazine, "After Rio, I was probably the most hated person in the world. There were a couple of points where I was crying, thinking, if I go to bed and never wake up, fine." He was asked if that meant he considered suicide. He said, quote, "I was about to hang up my entire life." Well, that's as deep as Ryan Lochte gets at,
Well, here's the thing about him. He was stupid and disliked, but I don't think he has enough intrinsic value to be the most hated person in the world.
No.
So even in his lowest moments of despair, he's inflating himself to something bigger than he actually is.
I don't
is.
Think he thinks deeply. I think that that's just him reacting to all the negative press. I think that's what happened.
But
he is
a great, great man, Mike.
Great man. Thank you. A guy named Tristan Harris used to be a designer for Google. This is important for everybody is in my audience right now to listen to this. Now he does a lot of talks about how addictive our phones are. The people who design them want them to be addictive. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll use them more. He writes about it a lot on his website, and he says there's one really easy way to make your phone less addictive, and that method is change your settings so everything is black and white. He says you'll end up using it a lot less if you change your screen to grayscale.
Huh.
Obviously, it's not as pretty to look at, but that's the point. Subconsciously, you won't care as much, and you'll be less likely to check it all the time. I believe we are all addicted to our phones.
Oh, I agree.
It's not necessarily
all that
healthy.
I don't know that
black
and white.
I believe it's the laziest activity that human beings can participate. I think social media.
I don't know that black and white would change it, though, because then it would be really cool. It would be like a Humphrey Bogart smartphone.
Just for you.
Yeah, for me, it would be more exciting.
You'd get it. You'd use it more.
Mike, there is a movement. Actually, we tried this for a day at in Florida when I was with my family.
Sure.
That you just don't bring your phones at all.
Yeah, I was out last night with Mrs. O'Mara, and I didn't have my phone with me, and it was amazing.
Do you know who broke? Cool. The doctor, my brother-in-law, of all people, he said, "I can't handle this, people. This has been cool."
Because of his professional?
He said he might have somebody calling. This was fun.
Yeah, it could be life or death.
Doesn't take him with him, right?
I was good for a good five. I was on vacation, right? 5 hours.
Sure.
Right? He broke at 2.5 hours. He said, "I can't do this five-hour thing. I'm sorry.
You tried to do the 5 hours without him.
Yes.
He finally caved in.
He caved. But he also has little kids and patients, so no one said, hey, you can't do that.
Don't you feel positively naked if you don't have your phone, though?
Yes, I do. I do, but I also think that, you know, so much time is spent when I mindlessly surf where I get done with it and I feel empty because it's just so,
Mike,
there's just so nothing.
Instagram, you know? Insta puppies.
Yes.
Instagram, thank you. Thank
you. It'll make you feel better when
you're done. Just add water.
Wallet Hub ranked the states from safest to least safe using 37 different criteria, including crime rates, insurance coverage, job security, DUIs and fatal crashes, workplace injuries, disease rates, and natural disasters. Based on all that, the 10 safest states are Vermont.
Have you ever been safe?
Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Rhode Island, hi New England, and let's throw the other ones in here, Minnesota, Washington, Utah, and Hawaii.
But the top five are all connected. They're all up there in the same place. They're all connected.
It's chill up there. Yeah. It's a wonderful place to be. It's why I love it up there. The 10 least states are least safe states, Mississippi. Mississippi, like, is the rectum of the world. It's really always on these
lists.
I bet
that's where catfish went.
Catfish in the river. Louisiana. Hey, we're going anyway.
Yeah.
Oklahoma, South Carolina, Missouri, Arkansas, Montana, South Dakota, Texas, and see if you can guess.
Florida.
Thank you, Rob.
There you are. Back.
There it is.
But you know, South Carolina, I can explain their safety in two words. Fireworks laws.
Yay!
Yay!
Fantastic.
But is it, my time in Florida reminded me of my time on three blocks in West Baltimore.
Oh.
Where it feels like certain parts of Florida have been gentrified and then other parts haven't. But
yeah,
instead of
going
blocks,
if you went down the wrong road, you might be in somebody's you might be in somebody's stew.
Mike,
yeah, exactly.
You could have a $5 million home, right? In Key West. And you're like, man, that house is listed for $5 million.
Look at that incredible palace.
And then there's a dirt road right next to it.
There's a dirt road next to it. And a guy has a flamingo smoking a plastic cigar in front of a trailer.
He said, hey, nice to see you. Have you ever seen my cistern full of acid?
And now a little something something.
Okay.
Multiple joke alert. Multiple joke alert. Multiple joke alert. A 31-year-old guy named Nicholas Sherman and Sullivan on upstate New York, he was hired to dress up as the Tin Man for a party on Saturday night. At least that's why he says he was dressed as the Tin Man, so I guess we have to believe him. Sure. Anyway, he was busted for driving drunk after he left the party, and his blood alcohol was more than twice the legal limit. Isn't it always twice the legal limit on these stories? It's always
twice the legal limit. That's easy math.
He's facing a DUI charge, and when they took his mugshot, I was looking at today, he was still wearing his silver face paint.
Of course.
In his mugshot. And, here we go. I know the Tin Man likes to be well-oiled. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. How do you know when he's drunk and you need to follow him? Follow the yellow brick road. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. He was so drunk, he thought he was in Kansas. There we go. And his stereo was blaring in the car. You know what he was listening to?
What?
Toto!
Ah!
Thank you very much. Thank you. That's all. That's all I got.
Toto.
That's all you need.
We'll take a break. Come back with Rob's little sounds. He's got tiny little sounds.
Baby
they're
ones.
Seedlings. Because they've been getting a little rain up there, and they've just burst.
They're like Groot.
And, Groot. And sorry for the people that were calling in the last segment. I'm sorry. I feel guilty.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Let me do this. All right. Hold on. Hey, Mike. Sit your fat ass up. Thank you.
Engage.
Thank you.
Core engage.
Core. Engage core. Let's go to Marvin from Fresno, California.
Marvin,
real quick. We got to go to break. Marvin.
Hey.
What? What?
Can you hear me?
Barely. What kind of phone are you on?
I'm sorry.
Yes, Marvin. Okay, I knew I shouldn't have taken this call. Go ahead. Save it, please.
Hey, I just wanted to say I love you guys. Thank you so much for all you do.
We'll take a break.
Marvin.
Thank you. God bless you, Marvin.
Long way to get there.
Rob Suex Audio, about my sincere apologies for my bad error in judgment on the broadcast. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Nameberry reminding you to send in your mail for the mailbag that Rob reads on Thursday on the Mike O'Mara Show. All you have to do is include it. Send in to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and then maybe we'll read your message on the radio podcast.
What about the address, Nameberry?
Shut up, Rob.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blue Apron, ladies and gentlemen. Got me one of them recipe cards from Blue Apron because we enjoyed this last week. Look at my ramen. Look at my delicious pork and snap pea ramen from Blue Apron.
Jealous.
Yummy, yummy in my tummy.
That looks really good, actually.
Yeah. Mrs. O'Mara made this for me. It was so incredible. Here's a fact. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Their mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone, and they are doing it. Quite simply, it's the better way to cook. How does Blue Apron do this? They support a more sustainable food system and set the highest standards for ingredients for their community of home chefs. And the food is fantastic.
Yes.
I showed you the ramen. And, you know, they like me to mention the recipes they mentioned, but I'm going to give you this. This is pork and snap pea ramen with marinated cucumber.
Ooh.
Absolutely mouth-watering. How about warm smoked trout and asparagus salad with fingerling potatoes and garlic croutons? Spiced zucchini enchiladas with creamy lime and tomato rice. They have such unique and amazing recipes, and they'll make you a better diner and a better cook. It's better than what's in your fridge right now. Plus, Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook or they'll make it right. Check out this week's menu. Get three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. Let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, June 7th, 2017. Rob Spiewak.
Let's focus on Hillsdale High School, where Reese Nemec is their champion pole vaulter. He would eventually win state this year, but his pole broke on one of his qualifying jumps.
That's
great sound. He's okay. Went on to win, but you really don't realize the amount of pressure those poles are under. Listen to this pole snap on this attempt.
Wow.
It looked like he made just the edge of the padded landing area, but it was a nasty snap. So
that's nasty.
It's like a bad pencil.
Why don't you play that play again? I'll give a different. Yeah. Let me give a different play-by-play.
Okay.
All right, O'Mara's getting ready to sit down at the Masters. Oh no, his chair broke. His temporary chair broke.
Should have got one with arms.
Oh, that's sad. That's terrible.
I bet if that happened to you, you would get Jim Nance's necktie.
Hi, friends.
Now, America's Got Talent, arguably one of the hottest summertime shows.
Yes.
And if you're not watching it, here's what you missed last night. A dog that can count.
Oh, I love this already.
This happened, and he also counted to 16, but time is of an issue, so let's just hear his first attempt.
Are you losing oxygen
like
or something?
No,
like
sure.
I'm fine, Mike. Thank you.
Did you hear that? I mean, I was just it's like he was going,
I'm telling you, everyone thinks I'm kidding. We need the paddles.
Should we get him a tank or
we
something?
We need the paddles,
like
Mike, the paddles.
All right, very good. All right, take it away. Let's hear the dog to count.
All right.
If you would like to choose a number that you would like for her to count to, I'll tell her to count it for you.
I love this.
Four. Mia, count to four.
Yeah.
The dog also counted to 16.
I'm such an idiot that I thought that the dog would be going, one?
Oh,
two,
yeah.
Three?
No, that, he would get
a
golden
then
ticket for
impressed.
That. Yeah, okay. But until then,
one?
I'm sure there is no secret start and stop signal from the owner. I am sure this is a dog that has a cognitive sense of numbers.
And if you look at Simon these days on national television,
yes,
I don't know what. Why don't people they should stop them before they'd have whatever procedure they have on their face.
Oh, has so he Simon's been all this?
He looks like a different person.
Oh, really? Doing the Hollywood thing?
But it's not even like, oh, puffy lips. It's like, are you, like, what's
his
happening?
His angles
it's
have changed.
He looks,
I gotta check that
Mike,
out.
He looks like that. He's been on HGH, but not working out. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
his face.
Just like a little doughy.
Yes, his face.
The dog said he's had four doses of HGH. Mike, I'm shocked that this Florida story did not make it into your news. Where is Highlands County?
I have no idea. It's a big state.
Highlands County, a young woman, mother, was bitten by a baby snake, and her son was bitten by a baby snake. So she said this is a good opportunity to let the snake bite her toddler, to teach her toddler to be scared of snakes.
Oh.
And then release the film to her local TV station.
My intent was never to hurt her. It had bitten me and my son and didn't leave a mark several times. So I thought it was a good opportunity to introduce her without actually getting hurt. His teeth are too small to actually puncture the skin. So he's very harmless. And she's not scared of snakes, but she doesn't want to touch him either. So that was my goal. People are too sensitive and don't bother to ask why. They just think that I hurt my child intentionally, which I...
Yes.
If people that know me know that I would never hurt my children.
Remember, you need a license to drive a car. Anyone can be a parent.
Everybody wants to go viral, and it backfired on her.
Yeah, not the smartest way to do it. Now, here is a smart way to go viral. When you are running for elected office in England, like Greg Knight, and you know what I love? You know I love radio jingles, right?
Right.
So if a political campaign can be based on a cheesy jingle, Greg Knight has my vote.
We want a strong and stable government, not a coalition of chaos.
You'll get accountability with conservative delivery. Make sure this time you get it right. For Greg Knight.
Political jingle?
Yes, vote for Greg Knight.
I'd vote for him.
I wish I could vote for him.
That is your audio vote. Have a great Wednesday.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget, update our brand new app. Come on, do it today. Enjoy the bonus shows, and you'll enjoy all the great stuff we do, and you'll enjoy our Wide Open Wednesday. Great calls today, by the way, on Wide Open Wednesday. Woo! Unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two Bs. Send them today. If you want to get it in on the deadline, MichaelMarisShow.com, Rob with two Bs. Our mailing address, TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Michael Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MichaelMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MichaelMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Michael Mara, Radio Entertainment.